MPAT presents Tales from the Langjans Bunker, Diary of Apocalypses, because just one isn't any fun.
He's dead. They're all dead. Except for me and thee. Bumpity bump, my life for you.
He's coming for you, Larry. The man with no face.
He's the first dog I've seen in, since the third week in June.
Yeah, Superflu took out most of the dogs, right along with their idiot masters. Most unfair.
I saw a pale horse and a pale rider upon it. The name of the horse was Pestilence. The name of the rider was Death.
What was it, Stu?
It was the end of Las Vegas, Tommy.
Thanks. Decorations is my hobby. M-O-O-N. That spells hobby.
What happened to the chairs?
Oh, I had them taken out. Liars at the chairs, you know. Truth tellers just sort of hunker down.
Hello and welcome to Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOQ 2020, episode 39, Tales from the Langjans Bunker. How are you all doing? Welcome back to the booth, ladies and gentlemen. It has been about 24 hours. Well, maybe not. You guys got that other scene there, so there's a bit of a break up there. For me, it's been 24 hours. For you, probably much shorter. But not as short as it should have been. That episode should have been dropping at 5:30. My time zone math is bad. The scary part is I'm helping my son who's in grade 7 with his math. Not great. No, I'm just kidding. I even went back and looked at it and I'm like, why would I set it for that time? I know that time's 1:30, not 5:30. Why would I do that? But I did, and it happened. And anyway, the answer was hard rain. You guys all came in with answers. Oops, sorry. And some of you commented with characters and got bonus points, and some of you didn't. And that's okay, too. So we have the leaderboard, and the leaderboard is as follows. Mark, the Encaffeinated One, you are in the lead with 31 points. Melanie, right now it says 51, but that's inaccurate. That's 25. I know where I made the mistake there. Sorry. Melanie, you have 25 points. Mike Wills, you have 18. Craig, you have 16. Nutty, you have 16. Dave, you have 10. Ann Freeman has 9. Amelia has 3. And Shane has 1. Ha-ha. There we are. There is our leaderboard. I don't have anyone in the booth with me today. Sonia's very tired. She was out painting our fence, painting, and she did that right after the workout, so, you know, it's like double assault on the body, and now she is marshaling the children to clean the house, because when I'm working and she's painting the fence, they're on terrorist destructive mode. I think it's just the small blonde one, and I think it's like releasing the Tasmanian devil in, like, just various locations of your house that you don't want to look normal anymore, I think. I'd like to think that the older children pick up something of their own stuff. If I had Son in the booth with me right now, she'd be laughing and saying, no, there's no way. But I have optimism. I have hope. I have the thought that eventually one day, because it happened to me, eventually one day you go, hey, maybe I should pick my stuff up. Hey, if I don't pick that up off the floor, I might never see it again. Because that happened. When they were little kids, I thought when I'd lose something, I'd be mortified. So that really what got me to, you know, start putting my stuff away as an adult, because I didn't want to lose things. So I thought to the kids, psychologically, this is what I thought. I thought, hey, I'll tell them that the borrowers takes their toys if they're left out on the floor. So, you know, this went on for like a month, and eventually I had 3 garbage bags of toys underneath my stairs, and they still weren't upset that their toys were missing. They still didn't get it. And then what do? You got 3 garbage bags full of toys that you didn't really want to throw away that are decent. Like, there was good toys that were left. They're, like, a mortal sin in my home is to throw out Lego. And there was lots of Lego in those garbage bags, and there's no way that would have happened. But, yeah, they just didn't care. They were just, like, and maybe they had too many toys. You know, maybe they had too many toys. That really occurs to me at the three garbage bag level. But, you know, there was a lot of toys in those early years. My son was the very first grandchild to be born in the family of this generation. So, and by, I think he's, well, other than Ava, yeah, I think he's two years ahead of everyone and Ava. And then, yeah, so he had a bunch of Christmases and birthdays and everything where the family went all out. And he got, I think one year he got like four dump trucks. Like, what kid needs four dump trucks? But hey, I understand. We've been at this other parties where we've seen this happen. So I understand. Anyway, so that's probably where all those toys came from. And maybe that's why they didn't notice or care. But I just don't think they had the same thought or fear that it was gone that I did when I was a kid. Anyway, that's a bit of a ramble for you. There is my tale from the Lang Jens bunker. I don't have anybody here, so this is where you get it. Okay, so tonight's scene was I did with Elmo and Sir Hector. Mark, the Encaffeinated One, has requested Elmo several times, so I hope I did an okay Elmo in there. And that one is going to air tomorrow at... Oh, let's make it really, really, really easy for me. And I'm going to say... 12:34. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say 12:34, right in the middle of lunchtime, right in the middle of my lunch break. And then that way, when you guys are messaging me, I can answer and not be distracted by other things. So yeah, 12:34. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tomorrow for tomorrow's scene. And then the follow-up scene for the next day, the number of characters that I am going to require is going to be... 2 characters. Sorry about that. The phone was locked, the screen was dark, and I couldn't get to the page right away. So 2 characters for tomorrow. Comment on this post to get the bonus points. You know how the game is played. And then I look forward to hearing your answers shortly after 12:34 tomorrow. And I'll know I screwed up when Mark, the Encaffeinated One, messages me before then. And I go, what? This isn't right. This is not what I talked about. That's all I've got for you, ladies and gentlemen. So, from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theatre, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to Empath Studios' presentation of the Lang Jens Tales from the Bunker, Diary of Apocalypses, The Dog Days of Quarantine Edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook, on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page, nimlas.org, or you can email us at j@jglangjens.com. This podcast is released under Creative Commons, attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives, 4.0, unported, license. Thanks for joining us.